Okay, there's a in Yom Nidayim today, or tomorrow really. I mean, today's Erev Pesach Sheni. Tomorrow, I already davened Mincha. There was a big fight in the shul. Yes, Tachnun, not Tachnun. People called that. You should say, yeah, I was davening Kesset Erev, so they started Tachnun. People called that from the back. You shouldn't say Tachnun. Maybe we'll get back to that later in the shir. But there's it's a yontif or a mitzvah of Pesach Sheni, which the Mishnah in Pesachim Daf Tzadi Hei describes as a korban that was brought similar to Pesach Rishon, but with certain differences, and says that it's eaten with matzah and with marar, but the big difference is that chametz u'matzah imay b'bayis, that he's allowed to have chametz at home with him, meaning that there's no Isser Chametz on Pesach Sheni. I mean, even for somebody that's bringing the Pesach Sheni, somebody that was Tamei or B'Dar Chachayka, and he didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, he's bringing a Pesach Sheni, he is involved in Pesach Sheni, but there's still no Isser Chametz. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. It says, Chametz u'matzi imi baba, imoi babayis, means that there's no Isser Chametz on Pesach Sheni. But when Rashi, in Parshas Baal Eischa, on the Pesach of Pesach Sheni, when Rashi brings down the words of the Mishnah, Chametz u'matzi imay b'bayis, he adds a very surprising twist. Rashi says, Chametz u'matzi imay b'bayis, ve'ein bay isser chametz, ella imay b'achilasai. There's no isser chametz except while you're eating it. So in other words, he understood the Mishnah that says, Chametz u'matzi imay b'bayis, you could have chametz at home, you could have chametz in the house, as long as it's not here on the table with you, here in this achila with you. But when you eat the carbon Pesach, it has to be without chametz. And that Rashi is a chiddush. It doesn't say it. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Masechta. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Rambam and Hilchos Carbon Pesach that there's an isser, that there's any kind of an isser chametz on Pesach Sheni. So the Mechas Chinuch.
Is he only been called that Rashi?
That Rashi, yeah. Rashi seems to be saying something new on his own, and the Mechas Chinuch says that he doesn't know where Rashi got this from.
Could be a typo, it's a Eilish, should have been a, you know, like something else, like a filo,
maybe. We're going to see that some people try something along those lines. Not exactly that. It's I don't know how you'd make a good typo here, but there are people that are going to try to say, no, he's not really saying what you think he's saying. The Mechas Chinuch says, I think he's saying that it's usher to eat the chametz together with the Karban Pesach, and he says, I don't know where that would be coming from.
So the Mechas Chinuch says that you can eat chametz.
Now he says that he doesn't know a makart. I mean, it's such a, so this Rashi is big chiddush, which we would consider a das yachid, and nobody else says it. He really blips tzarachin on the Rashi.
Karban Pesach on rye just doesn't sound right.
Yeah, that is exactly what the Mechas Chinuch is advocating.
From Pesach sandwich.
Right.
Yeah,
Mechas Chinuch says that you can totally do that. Right, put your Karban Pesach on rye bread. Now, there are some people whose response is that, no, the Mechas Chinuch is absolutely right. There's nothing wrong with having chametz. There's no Isser chametz with the Karban Pesach. And they want to say, Danny, like you wanted to say, that even Rashi didn't really mean that. Rashi's not making up that it's an Isser. So there's a chap, Rav Shach writes in his sefer Avi Yisui and Hilchos Karban Pesach. There was a Polish yid in the early 20th century. His name was Yaakov Zev Yoskovitz, and he wrote a pirush on the Safri. He was a chassidish yid. He wrote a pirush Abua de Safri on the Safri, and over there he says the same vart as Rav Shach. And what both of them said, a very creative reading of Rashi, they said, no, Rashi doesn't mean ein iser ella, there's no iser except imay b'achilasai, while you're eating it, then there's an iser. What he meant, the way you read Rashi is, you have to read it with a different nigun or different commas or whatever you want to call it. He says, ein iser chametz, there's no iser chametz, ella, rather, imay b'achilasai, it could be with him while he's eating it. Put the carbon pesach onto the rye bread. Mm. Yeah, you have to make such a gesture with your hand as he says, imay b'achilasai.
Just a comma.
Right. He says it's not. And it's there. You know, usually we train the word Ella is sometimes translated to mean except. Mm. Right? Ain Israel, there's no Isser except chametz imay b'achilasai. So, but the Rav Shach said no. It's ain Isser, comma Ella. Rather, over here, the word Ella is translated as rather imay b'achilasai. It's because, again, all of these, so the, they, like the Mechasenach, they all feel that there's no way to make up such an issue. There's no makar for it anywhere. So Mechasenach, like Shver on the Rashi, Rav Shach says even Rashi didn't really mean that. But they all feel that there shouldn't be an Isser Chametz with the Karban Pesach. There's a Meshachachma who says, no, don't change the reading of the Rashi. Rashi says what he sounds like he's saying, and there is an Isser. Rashi's right, there is an Isser. Now, in order to do that, he has to provide us two things. He has to give a hesber, like why it should be Isser, and a makur, where would it come from? I mean, where did Rashi get it from? So, the Meshach Chachma, in a short piece, he does both of those things. It seems, I don't know, to me at least, that one of them, one half of his piece is stronger, is more compelling than the other. His raya that Rashi's right, again, there's the question of, is Rashi right? And where did he get it from? Where would such a halacha come from? So he said, I'll bring a raya that Rashi's right. That because, you know, the Mishnah, we were quoting the Mishnah of Tzadi Hei that talks about, you know, what's similar and what's different between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And in the Tosefta, the Braisa adds more things to the list. And it says over there in the Tosefta that one of the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni is that Pesach Rishon is Noyig Shivas Yomim, and Pesach Sheni is Noyig Yom Echad. So the Meshach Chachma says, what does that mean that Pesach Rishon is Noyeg Shivas Yamim? We're talking here about the Karban. The Karban is not Noyeg 7 days. So right now, the Yom Tif, it's not Yom Tif for 7 days. I mean, there's Chol HaMoed in between, right? And I mean, if it means Yom Tif, like Isser Malacha, anyway, you don't even have that 1 day on Pesach Sheni. It means matzah is only Erev Techo Matzah. It's also only on Pesach Rishon. It's also 1 day. What 7 days on Pesach Rishon? Only one thing. Lesser Chametz. And if the Tosefta says that Pesach Rishon is 7 days and Pesach Sheni is 1 day, so that means that there is an Isser Chametz on that 1 day. So that's a makar that there is an Isser Chametz on Pesach Sheni. Now, so when exactly, where, but the Mishnah says that Chametz Matzah Imay Babayis, so Rashi had to make some kind of a pshara between these two Mekoyres, Chametz Matzah Imay Babayis, but there is an Isser of Chametz Yom Echad. So he said, Imay Bachil Asai. The Isser is, that's Imay Bachil Asai. But the Makur for Rashi, how did Rashi know it? Where does this halacha come from? He thinks it's Muchach from the Tosefta. Tosefta that says that Pesach Rishon is Shivas Yomim, Pesach Sheni is Yom Echad, it seems to be a makar for some kind of an Isser Chametz.
Would that Isser only apply to people that couldn't bring the carbon?
Absolutely. We're only talking about people that are observing Pesach Sheni. Right. It doesn't mean for all of Klai Tzol. Right, but then the other half is, okay, so let's say Rashi got it from the Tosefta. So let's suppose Rashi is right because there's a makar from Chazal. But where did Chazal get it from? Like, where does it come from in the Torah? The Torah, it doesn't say anywhere in Isser Chametz. So the Meshach Chachma, in this piece, what he says is that since it does say in the Torah, Sliyeshu Matzah, Kim Sliyesh, Al Matzah Umrorim Yechluhu, you said that you should eat the Karban Pesach with matzah. So that makes a laf haba michlal asei. From the fact that it says with matzah, that implies and not Chametz. He calls it a laf haba michlal asei. Now, I don't know why he thinks that this should be a lav haba michal asei. Usually when we have a lav haba michal asei, it's when you have an asei that doesn't mean that you're supposed to do something. Like, for example, a classic example of a lav haba michal asei is where it says about a ger from a family of mitzrim or adoimim, der shlishi yavar lahem b'kal Hashem. Then the third generation, they're allowed to come into the kal Hashem. And from there, we learn now that there's an iser on the first and second generation, but that is not a lois asa, it's just an asay. It's called a lav haba michal asay. Now, that's because there is no mitzvah in the Torah to go marry a mitzvah shlishi. The pasuk that says, der shlishi yavoy, is only coming to imply that, no, der rishon and der sheni are asar. So that's a lav haba michal asay. There's a man d'amar in the Gemara, Dafyomi was just learning Izeh Uneshech, recently, there's a man d'amr in the Gemara that la nachri tashech, makes a lava b'mechala say. It doesn't mean that you're supposed to or that you have to charge interest to the goy, but it means to say that to a goy you may, but to a Jew you may not, and it makes an isser, even though we already know what it is. There's a light sauce, okay, but it's also coming to add an additional isser. But another example is where it says about a kohen gadol kim besul me'ama v'kach isha. So that teaches us that it's us for a kohen gadol to marry a ba'ula. Because again, it doesn't mean there's a mitzvah for him. There's a mitzvah for him to get married. Like every Jew has a mitzvah to get married, but there's no particular mitzvah for him to get married more than anyone else that he has to marry Basula. But the puzzle by saying Basula means nothing other than to imply, but not a Ba'ula. So in all of these cases, the Torah said something in the positive, but it didn't really mean that. It didn't mean to be making a positive commandment. Go be mashach to an achari. Go marry a Basula. Go marry the mitzvah shlishi. So all it meant was to imply the Isser Aseh in the opposite circumstance. But over here, the Torah is giving a mitzvah. You do have to eat matzah with the Karban Pesach. When it says on Pesach Sheni, Al matzah is wearing michlu, it's coming to say you have to eat matzah. So why would that be a lav ha-mamchal aseh teaching me and you're not allowed to eat chametz? We don't interpret every aseh to also imply a lav. It's only when the aseh doesn't really mean an aseh. But over here, it does mean an aseh. So it seems to me that, again, he had two objectives. He wanted to find, you know, a Makar and Chazal that Rashi's read, that the halacha is correct. And he also wanted to find where would Chazal have gotten it from, what made this halacha correct. So the first half he did in a very convincing way. The second half, I think, seems less convincing. I was thinking that, again, as far as from where Chazal would see that there's an Isser Chametz, Imay Bachi Lasai, maybe it's like this. This is an Indian that I think we may have once talked about, but it would have been a long time ago. A Pesach shir that maybe we once had about the mitzvah of matzah that I remember learning from my Rabbi Rav Kalman Epstein that he explained that the mitzvah of matzah is not so much that you should eat matzah, but it's more that the bread that you eat needs to be matzah. And, you know, for example, what's the nafkamina? He was coming to explain, I don't really remember now, so, you know, so much of that shir. But I remember one of the things he was coming to explain was there's a din l'shma in the matzah. But the strange thing is that the din l'shma was not said on the baking of the matzah. The din l'shma was said on the shimur of the matzah. Matzah needs shimur l'shma. What's the shimur? The shimur is ensuring that it becomes, that it doesn't become chametz, that it remains matzah and not chametz. That's what has to be the shema. Usually when we have a din l'shma, it's in making the cheftza. What that implies is that the cheftza shal mitzvah is not that I have a piece of matzah. The cheftza shal mitzvah is that my bread is matzah and not chametz. That's how he touched up the mitzvah of matzah, that it's not, or more than simply a mitzvah to do this maisa, it's a mitzvah that when you do this, it should be in this eifin rather than that eifin. A little bit similar to let's say by sukkah. I mean, there are differences also, but by sukkah, you know, you don't have to go to sleep, but when you go to sleep, it has to be in a sukkah, not in your house. So over here, there's this idea that you don't have to eat bread, but when you eat bread, it has to be matzah, not chametz. On the first night of Pesach, there's a mitzvah, you have to. But then also, the mitzvah is that then you have to eat matzah, meaning you then you have to eat bread that needs to be matzah, not chametz. So if that's true, so now, there is a mitzvah in the Karban Pesach to eat matzah, right? Al matzah z'morim yechluhu. So how much do you have to eat? So a kezayis, right? So now people like the Mechas Chinuch and Rav Shach that are saying, oh, I don't know any Yisr Chameitz, but their thing is, yeah, you have to eat a kezayis of matzah, okay? But if you want to eat enough, you know, have one piece of matzah, but then like I said, if you want to add a piece of rye bread, you know, you already finished your mitzvah of matzah, now what's wrong? You add a piece of rye bread. But if the mitzvah of matzah means that the bread needs to be matzah, not chametz. So if the mitzvah of matzah was set on the Karban Pesach, that means in the Karban Pesach, as long as you're eating the Karban Pesach, there's a mitzvah that the bread that you eat be matzah and not chametz. So then if you eat chametz, you're violating the mitzvah of matzah, which maybe is what the Mashal Chacham means when he calls a lav about mechal aseh. I wouldn't use that terminology, but it's the I would say that the fact that Teres says eat matzah, that requires that there not be any chametz, because any chametz is by definition a violation of the mitzvah to eat matzah, because the mitzvah of matzah is that the bread not be chametz. So that means that ima rachilasai, since there's a mitzvah of matzah, they can't be chametz. It could be that that's how Chazal saw that ima rachilasai, there'd be such an isser, and that's like Rashi says. So again, we have that surprising lashon of Rashi that ain by isser chametz el ima rachilasai. Some Achrayim say, no, it can't be. The Mechatz Chanuch says Rashi is very schwer. Other Achrayim say Rashi didn't even mean it. But the Mesh Chachma says, no, it's really right. There's a Raya from Mitzvah Sefta, and we're trying to explain how maybe where the halakha could come from.
Did Rav Shach mention the Sefta in his Sefer?
I don't know. He did come after the Mesh Chachma, but I don't know if he quotes that piece over there from the Mesh Chachma. Okay, Yitz, you're right on time. We're starting a new piece now. Okay, the Mishnah says that there is a mitzvah of matzah together with the Pesach Sheni. That when you, it says certain things that you don't have, right? There's no Esr Chametz, but there is a mitzvah of matzah and maror, that you have when eating that mitzvah you have when eating the Pesach Sheni. So this is an interesting discussion. It really starts with a Gemara Maseches Brachos. On Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin, there's a braisa that says, Lokat mikulon kezayis. If you collect a kezayis out of these things, so what are these things? So the Gemara brings a braisa, and the braisa itself is not really clear. But Rashi explains the Gemara based on the context connecting it with the previous Gemara, that what it's talking about is pieces of a carbon mincha. The previous discussion was talking about whether you make a hamotzi when you have very little, very small pieces of bread, and for that purpose, the Gemara brought in karbonis mincha. Karbon mincha is crushed up and it's very small pieces. And then the Gemara, right after that, brings this following brisa, and it says, "Lokat mikulan kezayis, anush kareis al hachametz, and yetzidei chivasa mishum matzah." So Rashi said that we're still talking about the psisei mincha, little pieces of a karbon mincha, and if you collect a kezayis out of various karbonis mincha, so if it you could be in violation of this or chametz, if they're chametz, and you could fulfill your mitzvah of matzah, if it's matzah, because, in other words, the braisa means to say that this is real bread, it's bona fide bread. So it has all the halachas of bread, it's chametz, it's matzah, depending on whether it's chametz or it's matzah. But if it's chametz, you're in violation of this chametz, if it's matzah, then you're fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah. The Chayin will ask a kash on Rashi. We're talking here about a carbon mincha. You could do the mitzvah of matzah with a carbon mincha. A carbon mincha was a geshmaka recipe. It was mixed with a lot of oil. That's matzah ashira. Mm-hmm. Right? By matzah, there's a requirement of lechem oini. That's lachis this kasha. That there's a requirement of lechem oini. You can't have any other ingredients in your matzah. Rabbi Yoina asks a little bit of a more complicated kasha. He says that a carbon mincha is kodshim. You're limited in where you're allowed to eat it. Right? You're allowed to eat it only in the Beis HaMikdash right? Because of its status as kodshim. We know that matzah, even if you happen to be in the Beis HaMikdash, it's an interesting halacha, the matzah that you eat has to be matzah that you could eat anywhere. It's the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav, or Lamed Zayin, I'm not sure, Maseches Pesachim. The Gemara talks about matzah shel bikurim. Let's say a kayin, right? You bring your bikurim to the kayin. Wheat is a part of the Shavuot Aminim, so you bring wheat to the kayin as bikurim, and wants to make matzah of it. Now the bikurim is kachem kalim, and it's allowed to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. It's good wheat. It's kosher wheat. He's a kayin. He's allowed to eat it. He makes matzah out of it. Can he use that for his mitzvah matzah on Pesach? And the Tana says that he's not allowed because since it says in the mitzvah of matzah, it says b'chol moishvei seichem. We learn from there that it has to be bread that's roi to eat b'chol moshvei seichem, wherever you live, you can eat it. But anything that's limited geographically, you could only eat it here, is disqualified from being matzah. Even if you happen to be there, you are in the place that you're allowed to eat it, but you can't use it for your matzah because matzah has to be roi l'chol moshvei seichem. So Rabbeinu Yoina asks this kash on Rashi, how could you say that we're talking about karbon mincha when it said you could use it for your mitzvah's matzah? You can't use a mincha for your matzah because it's not roi to eat anywhere in the world. A third kasha that they ask is we know that matzah, we were just referring to before, needs shimur lishma. Now that halacha that needs shimur lishma, lishma doesn't just mean it has to be watched very, very well. Lishma means for the purpose of the mitzvah matzah. If if you have this karban, which was guarded against becoming chametz, and why were the guards guarding it? Because it was supposed to be a karban. Mm-hmm. A karban mincha has to be chametz. So it's meshumer l'shem karban. That's not meshumer l'shem mitzvah matzah. It's meshumer for something else. So that's a chasaron l'shma. So you have all these kashas. Again, there's a gemara in brachas. The gemara is not clear, but it's a Rashi. Rashi in brachas daf lamed zayin that says you can make a matzah out of a karban mincha. So they ask, wait, it's not Meshumer L'shma. Wait, it's a lechem, it's not lechem oini, it's matzah shira. Wait, it's not right to eat b'chol mishu seichem. So in the tzlach, that's the Nedib Yehuda, he has a sefer on a few mesachtes, including brachas. Mm-hmm. And he has a long, long arichas on this. And it's funny, I didn't read the long arichas. I just read the short piece at the end. Because he starts with these kashas, and then he goes on like for columns, trying to address these questions sort of piecemeal, like what you could do about the Meshumer L'shma problem, but then how does that help you for the Chomash V'Seichem problem? Ah, I have a different trick how to get around the Chomash V'Seichem problem, and then you had a different trick for the, what was our other problem, the Lechem Oini problem, Atzah Shira. But then after this very, very, very extensive discussion, at the end of the piece he says, you know, actually, I have a different idea. Maybe it's much easier that he writes somewhat dramatically. He says, I'm going to suggest here a Dover Chadash that nobody ever said before. And that is that all of the rules that we have about how you make matzah, right, like we just mentioned a bunch of examples, right? But Prati Din Min Hilchas Matzah, it has to be Roy Lechem Chavash V'Sechem, it has to be Lechem Oini, it has to be Meshum L'Shma. All of these dinim, he says, I'd like to suggest are only true on Pesach Rishon and are not true on Pesach Sheni. Why would I say now? And then that brisa on Daf Lamed Zayin where it says Lakabikulon Kezayis, you could be Yisur Dechavase Mishum Matzah. It means on Pesach Sheni. The brisa will be talking about on Pesach Sheni. Why would I suggest such a thing? It says because the truth is that even the Korban Pesach, not all of the laws of Pesach Rishon apply to Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says, and this is brought down in Rashi and Chumash and Parshas Baalaischa, that those things that are mitzvahs shebegufay and mitzvahs she'al gufay do apply, and mitzvahs shechutz legufay don't apply. So for example, mitzvah shebegufay, for example, that it has to be a set tamim, a zachar, a ben shana. A mitzvah she'al gufay is, for example, that you eat it together with matzah and maror, and that it has to be roasted, right? That's sleep. A mitzvah shechutz legufay is the halacha that you're not allowed to have chametz. You're not allowed to own chametz when you shech the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara says that does not apply to Pesach Sheni. The first two sets of laws, the mitzvah Shebegufa and the mitzvah She'algufa, do apply to Karban Pesach Sheni. But the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Hei says that it's because it says kachol chukasa pesach yasu oisai. So from the word chukah, we learn that all those rules apply. But that last category of rules, the Gemara brings a different pasuk and says that doesn't apply. Mm-hmm. But he says, if the Gemara needs to make this drasha from the word chukah, that means if it didn't say chukah, then when you brought a Pesach Sheni, it wouldn't have any of the same rules as Pesach Rishon. The Torah says things about Pesach Rishon. For example, the how you do the Dikas Adam, how you do the Akhtar Seymurim, right? There are certain special halachas by Pesach Rishon. If it wouldn't say chukah, those halachas wouldn't apply to Pesach Sheni. Nothing applies to the Pesach Sheni except what's nisrabah from the word chukah. So the Tzlach says, you know, it only says the word chukah by the Korban Pesach. It doesn't say it by the matzah. So the matzah of Pesach Sheni shouldn't have any of the prati dinim that we find by the matzah of Pesach Rishon. It has to be matzah because the Torah uses the word matzah. So whatever is implicit in the word matzah, which is bread that's not chametz steak, yeah, that you need on Pesach Sheni. But all the additional dinim, like that it should be l'shma, that it should be lechem oini, that it should be roi lecha b'chol mishu seichem, all of those things don't have to apply on Pesach Sheni because it doesn't say chukah on Pesach Sheni.
Or matzah shira?
Right, you'd be allowed matzah shira because that carbon mincha is matzah shira because it's mixed with oil. And he's saying that he thinks that would be roi to be yotzi your mitzvah matzah on Pesach Sheni. That's a tremendous chiddush. That the matzah of Pesach Sheni has different rules than the matzah of Pesach Rishon. And then the Tzlach says, and this is a little bit interesting because the Tzlach was was a very, this is the Nadi Behuda, he was a very confident person, and he didn't mind saying very new ideas. But he says over here, after he writes the Chiddush, he says, but Libi Naikfi, he says, I'm nervous about this, because he's talking about saying Halacha L'maisa. He says, you know, Hilchas HaMashicha, that if we're going to be doing Pesach Sheni next year, I'm ready to paskin that you're allowed to use any matzah, even if it's not like kosher or matzah for Pesach, you're allowed to use any matzah for Pesach Sheni. But this is a libi nekfi to say such a chiddush that nobody else ever said. So he ends up sort of walking it back a little bit.
Hedging.
Yeah, hedging it.
You can eat
the Pesach Sheni
together with
chametz.
This was
the yes, question. Yes, right. That was the first discussion. That was before you came.
Yep. Yeah.
But what's interesting is that the Tzlach, with all of his confidence, he says, Libi Naifi, I'm nervous to say this. But this same Vart, but with a little bit, I think, of a stronger basis, is said by Rav Itzel Panovitcher. He's later, of course. Right? The Tzlach was in the 1700s. Rav Itzel Panovitcher was in the 18th into the 1900s. But he says a similar chiddush. This is in the Sefer Zecher Yitzchak. That's a collection. He didn't write anything, but some of his Torah, his Shiurim, was collected in the Sefer Zecher Yitzchak. This is in Simon Pei. And where he's coming from, the reference to Pesach Sheni, he throws out almost like Agaruch. That's a side point of his Shekel Torah. But he has what's I think is a stronger a basis to make this argument, and he makes a chiluk within Pesach Rishon itself. On Pesach, right? The regular Pesach, what we all call Pesach. On Pesach Rishon, there's mitzvah to eat matzah. The truth is, Zakhtar Vissel Petterberg, Vissel Panovitcher, that there's really two mitzvahs to eat matzah. There's the mitzvah of Be'erev Teichul Matzahs, which is a mitzvah to eat matzah. And then there's the mitzvah of Al Matzahs Murim Yechluhu, or Tzliyesh Matzahs Al Murim Yechluhu, which is that the Korban Pesach should be eaten with the matzah and with the maror. Right? One very well-known example of this distinction is that nowadays maror, matzah is deraisa, but maror is drabanan. Why is maror drabanan? Because the mitzvah maror was only said in connection with the Korban Pesach. We don't have the Korban Pesach, so it became drabanan. Hey, but the mitzvah matzah was also said in connection with the Korban Pesach, so why is that still deraisa? Because the mitzvah matzah was said somewhere else also, be'erev teichul matzah. That's an independent mitzvah of achilas matzah. So in matzah, there's two mitzvahs. There's the independent mitzvah of achilas matzah, and then there's also the mitzvah that the Korban Pesach should be together with matzah, which is another mitzvah of matzah. So he wants to say that the...
That's what we have Korach said. I mean, that's what we talked about, that the Korach is separate.
Yeah, well, that comes from a matzah in Rami Yechlu. Right. Yeah, certainly. So Rav Itzel Panovitcher wants to say that all of the special dinim in Hilchas Matzah, and he mentions like the din that has to be Roy Lecha B'chomosh Ve'Seichem, and I don't remember if he mentions the din of the Shimu L'Shema or the din of Lechem Oini. He mentions one of them, not to the exclusion of the other, but right, he's just mentioning examples. All those dinim are dinim and hilchas be'erev teichul matzahs. They're in the mitzvah of be'erev teichul matzahs. But the mitzvah of a matzah marim yichluhu, that the Korban Pesach should eat him with the matzah, that's not kosher matzah with all the hilchas matzah. That's just matzah. Any matzah will do for that. And therefore, now on Pesach Rishon, it doesn't make such an afkamina, right? Because the mitzvah, you have both mitzvahs. But he says, but that would mean that on Pesach Sheni, where you don't have the mitzvah of Be'erev Teichul Matzahs, you only have the mitzvah of Amatz Merim Yechluhu, so then it would come out that your mitzvah Sachilas Matzah doesn't have any of the Prati Dimon in Hilchas Matzah.
Won't be according to Rashi.
Yes. No, for care, this is Miyashiv the Rashi. This is, so he's coming to the Nei Behuda's conclusion that Pesach Sheni, the Pesach Sheni Matzah doesn't have any of the special dinim. So we have Rashi and Brachas of Lamed Zayin that says that you could make matzah out of a carbon mincha, which we say, hey, that doesn't make sense. A carbon mincha is lechem, is matzah shira, and it's not mishum l'shma. According to this, we could say it's talking about on Pesach Sheni, just like the Nei Behuda just said.
What about
eating
the chametz? The other Rashi you brought about eating the chametz.
Yeah, chametz yimei b'achiv l'asay. What about that?
How does this play into that?
I don't think this affects that. No, I think that's a separate chiddush. I don't think this affects that. Now he was using this to answer a little bit of a more elaborate kasha. Go, I drop off on a tangent. There's it's a geshmaka tangent. Tosfos brings down a Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi asked the kasha when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael the first time, and it was the 15th of Nisan, and they wanted to make matzah, but all the matzah is chadash. Right? The Isser chadash is to eat the grain before the Minchas HaOmer is brought. The Minchas HaOmer is brought on the 16th of Nisan. So on the first day of Pesach, the chadash is still Aser. So you always have to make your matzah out of very old wheat that you have from last year. But they came into Eretz Yisrael a few days before Pesach. They didn't have old wheat from last year, So the Gemara discusses how were they making the mitzvah. So in the Yerushalmi asks the kasha, well, why didn't they just use the chadash? And because I say the chalei sasa. And the Yerushalmi gives a couple of truths, and one of the answers is that the nechanami midiraisa, they could have, but midirabana, they made a gezer ksayas rishna to ksayas sheni. But you see, there's a Yerushalmi that makes this argument that you should say the chalei sasa with your matzah. Now the problem is that there's a Gemara in Psachim, that was in Kedushin. That was brought down in Kedushin, Neflam and Ches. But there's a Gemara in Psachim that says that Matzah Shal Tevel, you can't eat Matzah Shal Tevel, and don't tell me Yaseid Yechalei Sasa to allow you to eat Matzah Shal Tevel, because there's a hekish in the mitzvah of Matzah between the Matzah and the Chametz. Right? This hekish is well known because it's the hekish that we use to be Mechayev Nashim in the mitzvah of Matzah. Kol sheyeshnem v'al tocha chametz, yeshnem mekum achol matzah. So therefore, Nashim, since they have the Yisrael chametz, they also have this, the mitzvah of Matzah, even though it's a mitzvah of Seish Hazman Grama. But a less well-known application of the hekish is that the matzah that you eat has to be matzah that's able to have an Yisrael chametz. But if it's tevel, it can't get an Yisrael chametz because ein Yisrael chalal Yisrael. This is a sugya that has like all the shas sugyas converging. It's about a seidich alaysasa, in a sechal lisser, and so the Gemara over there says that you can't eat matzah shel tevel relying on a seidich alaysasa, because since there's a hekshu in chametz and matzah, so the matzah has to be matzah that if it would be chametz, we have an iser chametz. But if there's already an Isser Tevel and an Isser Chal Isser, that will block the Isser Chametz from being Chal, so that precludes you from using it for Matzah. Now, if that's true, so then by the same token, if it had an Isser Chadosh, the Isser Chadosh would also preclude the Isser Chametz from being Chal, because an Isser Chal Isser. So the Shagas Arya asks, how could the Yerushalmi say that I say should be Deichel Isas, you should be able to use Matzah Shal Chadosh? It's not right to get an Isser Chametz, because an Isser Chal Isser. So if it's Lepanovitcher wanted to answer the Enochanami, you wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah of Be'erav Teichel Matzais. But the Yerushalmi was asking, we should still say Seyech HaLeisah, because at least you should be able to do the other part of the mitzvah of Amatzis Mer Michluhu. Because that mitzvah is for sure not hookish to matzah, I'm sorry, to chametz. Because look, you have that mitzvah on Pesach Sheni. On Pesach Sheni, there is no Mr. Chametz. So al kirkach, that iser is not hokish to chametz. Mm-hmm. Why is it not hokish to chametz? Because it doesn't have any of the hilchas matzah. All of the hilchas matzah is on the other mitzvah of matzah. This mitzvah of matzah is just matzah, any matzah. And therefore, the Yerushalmi was asking Kasha, we should be able to use matzah shachadash and at least get that mitzvah, even if we can't get both mitzvahs. Okay, so, you know, is that such a satisfying shot on the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi meant that we should get half of the mitzvah. Maybe that's debatable, but al-Kapadim, we hear from him what is a strong part of his vart, is that because there's two mitzvahs of matzah, so we could say that, and it's maybe mistaber to say, that all the special halachas of matzah are in the Be'er of Teichel Matzahs, but they do not apply to the al-Matzahs Merom Yechluhu part of the mitzvah of matzah. And since on Pesach Sheni, we only have the Amatz Rami Yechlu part, so you're not going to have any of the special halachas. Which brings us to the same conclusion as the Tzlach, but for a totally different reason. The Tzlach was saying because it doesn't say Chukah, and all special halachas need a Pasuk of Chukah, even by the Karm Pesach need a Pasuk of Chukah. Okay, he was Libay Neikvay about that. But Rav Itzel Panovich is saying that even on Pesach Rishon alone, we had a divide where there were two parts of the mitzvah of matzah, and all the special halachas applied to the independent mitzvah of matzah, not the part that went together with the Karban Pesach. And on Pesach Sheni, you don't have the independent part. You only have the part that goes together with the Karban Pesach. Now, you know, Rav Itzel Ponovitcher was a contemporary of Rav Chaim Brisker, and not a Talmud of his. I don't know that one was influenced by the other, but it's interesting. People have pointed out that they, you know, Rav Chaim is always described as the trailblazer, the one that, like, you know, created a new Derech HaLimud. There's a lot of similarities between Torah that Rav Chaim said and Torah that Rav Itzel Ponovitcher said. And this vart, Rav Chaim has a very similar vart. You know, he takes it in a different direction. He doesn't do the same things with it exactly. But the nucleus of the vart, that there are two parts to the mitzvah of matzah, or better yet, maybe there's two mitzvahs of matzah. On Pesach Rishon, there's two mitzvahs of matzah. There's the independent mitzvah of matzah, and then there's the mitzvah of matzah al matzah rami echluhu. So Rav Chaim has that vart also. Rav Chaim is using it to explain, you know, there's a rush in Pesachim that says that you need to eat a kezayis of marar. And it's not clear that you need to eat a kezayis of marar.
Why would you think not?
Because generally we assume that, you know, you always need a kezayis when the Torah says achilu, whether the Torah gives them. This is a say of achila or a loisa of achila. Achila always means a kezayis. But by marar, the Torah actually never says achila, that you should eat marar. The Torah says that when you eat the Karban Pesach, there should be marar with it. Almas rom yechluhu. Yechluhu, the who at the end of yechluhu is going back to the Karban Pesach. Right? Kiyam tzliyesh, almas rom yechluhu. You should eat the Karban Pesach roasted in fire with matzah and marar. So the word yechlu, the command of achila, is going on the Karban Pesach. And then there's a description of how you eat the Karban Pesach. It should be with marar. With how much marar? It's not really clear.
So you're saying that implies there's no real mitzvah of achila marar even with Karban Pesach. It's just
right.
It's like a condiment.
Exactly. Right. It's like a tanai or a chilek of the mitzvah of achilas karban pesach.
Achila, you need a kezayis.
Right.
It's just a flame.
Just check off the box.
Right. It's a condition in the mitzvah of achilas karban pesach.
Like you need salt.
Right. Right.
It has a separate bracha.
So. Although it may not be clear from the Torah that it needs to be a kezayis, but lemaisa you do need a kezayis, because he says, how do I know? Because the nusach of the bracha. The bracha says, al achilas marar. So we were looking for a lashon of achila. In the Torah, you don't find a lashon of achila on the marar. But Chazal used the lashon of achilas, so we see, I don't know if he means that it's how they understood the deraisa, or maybe they're making up midrash rabbanan, but you see that Chazal expected you to have a kezayis, because they would convey a nusach of al achilas mara. So people ask Kash on the Rosh, why, I think the Shagas Aryeh asks, why does the Rosh have to make a diyuk from the nusach of the bracha? Why couldn't he say more clearly, there's a hekesh between matzah and marar, and matzah we know needs to be a kezayis. That's a given. Matzah has to be a kezayis because over there is a lashon of achila, but erev toich lo matzais. And that's, so matzah needs a kezayis. Marar is hookish to matzah. There are halachas that I learned from the hekesh between matzah and marar. So why couldn't we learn the din kezayis from the hekesh between matzah and marar? So Reb Chaim answered to that kasha, that was the kasha of the Shagazai. Reb Chaim answered very simply, that again, based on what we said already, it should be obvious. There's two different mitzvahs of matzah, and it's true that maror is hookish to matzah. But which mitzvah of matzah? Maror is hookish to the matzah of you need some with your Karban Pesach. That mitzvah of matzah that may not require a kezayis. Why is it more pasha to us that matzah needs a kezayis? Because of the pasuk of be'erev teichlu matzais. So Dr. B'chaim, yeah, alts be'erev teichlu matzais it needs a kezayis. But alts the al matzah merim yichlu, maybe it wouldn't need a kezayis. You might be fulfilling your mitzvah of matzah rami chlu with less than a kezayis. The only reason why you need a kezayis is because it says, So the mara, which is only hookish to the matzah of amatzah rami yichlu, that's not a makara. That should need a kezias because that mitzvah matzah doesn't need a kezias. So Reb Chaim is like a Vitzlopanovitcher in that he points out there's two different mitzvahs of matzah and separates, you know, certain things that apply to one don't apply to the other. It's interesting that Reb Chaim makes a distinction about the kezias. That which matzah needs a kezias is because of erev yichlu matzah, is not because of Amatzah Rami Yechluhu. Reb Chaim doesn't talk about Pesach Sheni. That doesn't come into his discussion. But Reb Zalpanovitcher, he did make the point that Pesach Sheni only has the Amatzah Rami Yechluhu, doesn't have the Be'er of Teichlu Matzais. Which means that if we put the two together, it comes out a very interesting chiddush. That on Pesach Sheni, you didn't need a kezias of matzah. There's no din kezias on Pesach Sheni. Because, right, just like Maror, seemingly, at least Midei Raisa doesn't seem to have needed a kezias. The matzah, the reason why it needs a kezias is because of Be'er of Teichlu Matzais. But that means you don't have a Pesach Sheni. So maybe it could be less than a kezias.
You make a bracha on a kol shiva?
What kind of a bracha?
Whatever bracha that item deserves.
Yeah, bracha zanen. You mean a bracha zanen?
Can you make on a kol shiva?
Yes. Yeah.
So you don't need a kezias to make a bracha?
No. That's right. There's a Sfas MS. Now this is interesting. The Sfas MS is, I guess he's also the same time. Mm-hmm. Same time as Reb Chaim, No. Reb Chaim was Nifter in 1918. The Sfas MS, I think, was Nifter in 1910. Mm-hmm. Or thereabouts. Maybe I'm off by a few years. Mm-hmm. No. And Shazam was the same dar as Reb Chaim. I'm not sure which one was older. But he has the following vart. The opening mission of Perak Arvei Pesachim. That Arvei Pesachim Samach HaMincha Leichal Adam Ad Shetechshach. You're not allowed to eat. Why are you not allowed to eat? So that you should eat the matzah l'tayavayin. So Shazam says that I would say misvara that only applies on Pesach Rishon and not on Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, there's no intent to yavin. Why? And he explains, mamash like the Reb Chaim and the Reb Ritzala that we were just saying over, that there's two mitzvahs to eat matzah. There's be'erv teichlu matzah. That's a mitzvah of eating matzah. So that there's a hiddur that it should be done l'tei yavin. The other mitzvah of matzah is a matzah rami yechlu that should go together with the Karban Pesach. Is there an inyan that the Karban Pesach should be eaten l'tei yavin? On the contrary, Karban Pesach had a mitzvah to be eaten ala seiva. That's why ala zvachem, ala psachem, right? That we first eat from the Karban Chagiga and then from the Karban Pesach, because the Karban Pesach is supposed to be eaten ala seiva. So that which matzah is eaten, you need to eat matzah because you're eating it together with the Karban Pesach, that wouldn't be mechayev l'tayavayin. It's only the independent b'erev teichlu matzais, which is mechayev l'tayavayin. And then, and Zuck the Sfas Emes, and since on Pesach Sheni, it doesn't say Be'erv Teichlu Matzais, it only says Al Matzah Marim Yechluhu, so on Pesach Sheni, all you have is the Inyan to eat it together with the Karban Pesach, which is Al HaSeiv, and not Al Teyavayin, so there's no Lo Yechal Adam Ad Shetechshach, there's no Isser of eating in the afternoon prior to your Seder. If you're making a Seder, Pesach Sheni, because right, you would tell me, you bring your Karban Pesach Sheni, and you're going to be eating it at night, there's no Isser Achila in the afternoon, so that you should be hungry. That's the chiddush he wants to say, but he says that he's a little bit unsure. What? That's true. Right? Okay. There's in Vachila Gasa, but he brings down that if I'm not mistaken, he says that there's a Tosfos on the Kuf Zayin which sounds like the Lo Yechal Adam is Mishum Vachila Gasa, and Ezechanami. According to that, it'll apply Pesach Sheni also. But he says in Rashi and in the Rambam, it sounds like it's as the hidur mitzvah of being especially hungry. Then he says he doesn't think it should apply Pesach Sheni. But he says all of this, you know, he writes that he's not so clear about it because there's a tesis, the first tesis in Paragraph Pesachim, is the kasha, why is the parak called Arvei Pesachim? Why not Erev Pesachim? Or Erev Pesach? And tesis in fact says that some are gairus that way. And in that discussion, Taisa says, but maybe the plural over here is because there's Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So there's two Pesachim, that's why it's plural. Now, If the reason why it's plural is because it's Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, then that makes it clear that the Leichel Adam Asher Techshach is even Pesach Sheni, that the Chiv Leteyavain is even on Pesach Sheni. But he says, I have this lumdus that says that it should only be Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni, but Tzarech Hiyon. That's his Sfas Emes. But Al Kapanim, I think it's fascinating. They have these three Gedalei Yoylam, two of literature, one is Chasidish, but they're all the same Tikufa, and they all really were mechavim to the same Vart. They all, you know, had this Shtigl Teir about how the mitzvah of matzah could be divided into two different Mekayres, and based on that, various Nafkaminas. Each one had his own different Nafkaminas. Let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Sadi Hei, right, which is what we started with. That's where it says that Chametz Matzah Imei Bavayis. That's where it says that there's a Mitzvah Matzah, as we've been talking about now, the Mitzvah Matzah on Pesach Sheni. It says over there also that there's a difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni regarding Hallel. Pesach Rishon had two Hallels. Basiyasai uv Achilasai. Asiyasai, when they were bringing the Karmazach and the Beit HaMikdash, the Levim in the background were singing Hallel. And Ba'achilasai, that's what we do at home. We start Hallel, we say the first two kapitlach of Hallel before the Suda, and then we eat our Suda, which, right, Bizman Shashanim Kisiknam would include the Karma Pesach, and then we say the rest of Hallel afterwards. That Hallel is meant to be a Hallel accompanying the Achilas Karma Pesach. So it's Taran Hallel Ba'asiyasai Uba'achilasai. But Pesach Sheni is only Ton Halel Ba Asiyasai, but it's not Ton Halel Ba Achilasai. And the Gemara over there on Amud Beis says because the Halel at night is learned from Lashon of the Pasuk. Hashira Hazayt lechem kelil haskadish chag. I'm not sure I'm remembering the lashon of the pasuk quite right, but the pasuk ends kelil haskadish chag. Hashir tia lechem, maybe kelil haskadish chag. So laila hamakudish lechag ta'on shira, but laila she'inu makudish lechag any ta'on shira. So the gemara over there is saying that the pesach sheni does not have a mitzvah halel at night because it's not makudish lechag. So actually, any kari yantif, it's not a yantif. It's a day that has certain mitzvahs. You have to eat matzah and maror and karma pesach. That, yes, but it's not a yom tov. There's no isser. We said already there's no isser chametz, right? At least not much of an isser chametz. And certainly there's no isser malacha. So it's not called a yom tov, and therefore there's no halal. So based on that, it would seem to follow that you really should say Tachnon, right? If it's not Mekudesh Lachag, that means if it sounds like it's saying it's not, it doesn't have a Kedushas Hayoyim. So then you should say Tachnon. Lamaisa, there's a very widespread minug that people don't say Tachnon on Pesach Sheni. I guess.
My minion does.
What?
My minion does.
On Pesach Sheni?
Okay. The article says Yesh.
Yeah, the Mishaburu does not say not to say it. It's not included on any of the lists. I'm saying in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishaburu and Kuf Lamed Aleph, that's where it has Hilchas Tachnon. You won't find the Pais, any of the Gedalei HaPaiskim mentioning Pesach Sheni. But, yeah, I don't know. Certainly, at least in the Sechzar Shuls, it's not said. I guess because, you know, again, I think, you know, in Lomdus, Rash says it's any kari yantiv. It's not the Gemara says it's not mukudish lachag. The chayrit shouldn't. There's no reason really why you shouldn't say tachnun. But okay, you know, there's certainly something special about the day, and some people have kind of a very low threshold for how much it takes to eliminate tachnun. So there's a meaning. There's a widespread meaning not to say tachnun. But I would be ma'irer that, you know, there's usually when there's a day that you don't say tachnun. So we take the liberty, and this is based on Paiskim, of extending that into the day before by Mincha. And the idea is, I think, because the Kedusha is already like a little bit there. Pesach Sheni, to whatever extent there's something, there's a Kedusha, there's a specialness of Pesach Sheni, it's in the afternoon of Yudalid. Right? The current Pesach is brought on the afternoon of Yudalid, which means that to skip Tachnon by Shachris on Yudalit, that's already, that's the extension of the Kedusha. to take carry it back to the mincha of Yud Gimel is like an extension of an extension. That really doesn't have any, that seems very, very hard to justify. Even, you know, even assuming that Tachlin doesn't have such high standards, but that seems very hard to justify.
When Pesach Sheni was first instituted,
yeah,
right, because whoever was coming,
right, in the Midbar, yeah.
In the Midbar. So was it a mitzvah for everybody else to partake of it?
No,
it's definitely not.
Why today should you eat matzah if it's only for people that couldn't partake of it?
Okay. Excellent question. So, okay, so actually, so you're jumping ahead a bit. Okay, so Yitz is mentioning the eating matzah. So that's the, other than the tachnun, right, what other shaychus do we have to Pesach Sheni nowadays? There's a minug, this again, it's a widespread minug, I'm not sure, you know, it's not really from Pesach, but there's a widespread minug of eating matzah on Pesach Sheni. Now, I have nothing against the minhag, but I think it's kedai to point out that there's something off about the minhag, because Pesach Sheni, the korban was brought on Yudalid and eaten on Tesvav, just like Pesach Rishon. Mm-hmm. So the matzah that was eaten with the Pesach Sheni was eaten on Tesvav, not on Yudalid. Mm-hmm. The day that on the calendar that we call Pesach Sheni is Yudalid Iyar. Mm-hmm. So people are knowing to eat matzah on Yudalid Iyar. Nobody ate matzah on Yudalid Iyar. The people that observed Pesach Sheni ate their matzah on Tetzvav Iyar.
It was also
eating
matzah on
Yudalid. Even Kino Boyle, okay, maybe. Maybe.
What?
Why did you eat with their current Pesach. The Achilas current Pesach is Balayla. So it was Balayla Tetzvav. So the minhag of eating it on Yudalid just seems to be off. So I don't know. It's Arachion. Maybe, you know, we were saying before that, you know, Rashi says that it's, you know, it's not Mekudosh L'Chag. It doesn't have a real Kedusha. But, right, and that's why we said maybe hard to justify not saying Tachnun. But L'maisa, that's only the nighttime halal, right? Meaning there was no halal ba'achilasai. There was halal ba'asiyasai, which means that although there's no Shem Yomtif on Tesvav, maybe there's a little bit of a Shem Yomtif on Yudalid. So to the extent that we could say that something is Nimshach L'day Reis, it's more on Yudalid than on Tesvav. Now, it's true that Kedusha, you know, it's a funny way to commemorate that by eating matzah, because they didn't eat matzah then. But, okay, if matzah is, let's say, a Pesach Dik activity, so that's why, you know, if you're going to do something to observe Pesach Sheni, you want it to be matzah. Maybe it makes sense that it would be done on Yudalid and not on Tesvav, because maybe to say that something remains the day race, you're looking for a Kedushas Hayoyim, and more likely there was a Kedushas Hayoyim on Yudalid. On Yudalid, they brought a korban. That always makes a shtickle of a yamtif, right? There's always an Isra Malacha on a day that a Yid brought a korban. So the Yudalid had more of a, and there was halal on Yudalid.
There is a
minute
to eat matzah in Yudalid, not on Tesvav.
That's the minhag. That's the minhag. But my kasha is that it would make more sense on Tesvav. I'm saying maybe even though it's true the matzah was eaten on Tesvav, but the Kedushas Hayoyim, if there was any, was on Yudalid.
I think it's also maybe because of Baltesif. We don't want to, even if you don't have a kavanah for that, not to be on Baltesif, you have it on the 14th, not the 15th.
If we do it on the right day, then it would look like we're doing the mitzvah, and then it could be the Baltesif day. So we do it on the wrong day.
Yeah.
I think
the Gra says not to eat matzah today.
Okay. I suspect the Gra never heard of the minhag of eating matzah. But
what?
I suspect that the Gra never heard of the minhag of eating matzah. I'm not sure. One last nekuda. One last Pesach Sheni vart. This is really a, you know, in the Agadah Shel Pesach by Koirich, we say Kenas Hill B'Zmanish Meis Mekta Shaykayim HaYikorich Matzu Mar V'Oichlam B'Yachad L'Kayim Hashanem Mar Amatzis Mori Mechluhu. Now the pasuk, right, we refer to that pasuk a few times today. Amatzis Mori Mechluhu. That pasuk is written by the Pesach Sheni. By Pesach Rishon, there's a similar pasuk. Right? The current Pesach was always eaten with Matzah and Mara. By Pesach Rishon, it says Tzli'esh u'matzois al moroirim yichluhu. By Pesach Sheni, it says Tzli'esh al matzois u'moroirim yichluhu. So by Pesach Rishon, the matzois was connected with a vav to the Tzli'esh, to the Karma Pesach. And then the maror with an al. By Pesach Sheni, the matzah and maror both come after the word al. So what that indicates, let's put aside. But lemaisa, they're two different psukim. And the Haggadah Shel Pesach, which we read in Nisan, on Pesach, when we're making a Seder, we read the Haggadah Shel Pesach, and we bring the Pasuk from Pesach Sheni. So there's a well-known vart from the Belzer Rebbe that the idea is that, you know, we're at the Pesach Seder, and we're disappointed, you know, we need to seemingly garl, but we missed it for this year. If we're already sitting at the Pesach Seder, and Pesach, you know, the Mashiach didn't come on time for us to bring a Karban Pesach this year. And then we say, oh, wait, maybe it did. Maybe it still will. It didn't come on time for Pesach Rishon. But maybe we'll still be able to bring a Pesach Sheni. So we dafka bring the pasuk of a Pesach Sheni. It's like a shikol of a tefillah over there to indicate that we may not have been zeichet to a Pesach Rishon this year, but that doesn't mean we won't still be zeichet to a Pesach Sheni. Nice. So,